What we're going to talk about right now is a great program, and a program that I participated in years ago when I had both my ankles reconstructed, basically from the Achilles tendon down. And over the course of, I think it was a year and a half to almost 2.5 years, I was in a wheelchair for about 18 months off and on, and I needed equipment for my house. And we received some of that equipment for free from this program, and that is the loan program that's at the United Church of Christ Cornwall. And with us this morning is Pastor Mickey Nunn Miller of that church. Pastor, thanks for joining us, and I'm sorry you're a few minutes late with me.
No problem.
Yeah, this program is one that I had to purchase some equipment for my house, which cost quite a bit of money actually to lease. That wasn't available for free, which is certain sort of ramps for outside and inside the house and things like that, and grab bars and stuff like that. But the one thing I didn't have was a wheelchair and a walker. And I was able to use those wheelchairs, that wheelchair and the walker, I want to say, for almost, like I said, off and on for a year and a half. And I was greatly appreciative of this. So this program that you have is a really amazing program.
Well, it's designed for exactly the situation you are talking about, and I'm glad it was helpful for you.
Helpful beyond words, because as it was, the equipment that was... That I had to pay to rent was not covered for by insurance, and the wheelchair and the walker, and I even think I got a seat riser for the bathroom, came in handy. So now let's talk a little bit about the history of this program. I first became aware of it, of course, when I needed it. But how long has this program been around?
Well, I think that a couple in the church probably, maybe as early as 1998, began to trade some equipment with people, because I think one of the person, her aunt passed away, and she left behind a hospital bed and a wheelchair and a walker and some things like that. So they didn't want to just throw them out, so they put them in their garage, and then they heard of someone who needed a hospital bed, and so they delivered it to them. And it didn't take very long at all until people were calling them for medical equipment. And they had it because they stored it in their garage. And so it sort of developed on its own based on the needs of the community. Before long, they were delivering every type imaginable. Sometimes they had volunteers to help them. And they did this for about 20 years. First just using their garage, and then using the basement of the church to store all of the different equipment that came back to them or that people donated, because they didn't want to just throw it away after they had paid for it themselves.
It's a very expensive proposition, because like I was saying, what I found out, that most of this equipment is not covered by insurance.
Amazingly, that's true, because clearly it's needed when... after you have surgery, which might be covered by insurance, or a stroke, or any other thing that might require... I had my knees replaced, so I needed several pieces of equipment, and they all came from the loan program.
You know, what doesn't make sense about it, people recover better at home. Rehab centers are great, I'm not saying it, but you recover better at home.
Oh, definitely. And this allows people to stay in their home without expending the kind of money that you discovered would be required for certain pieces of equipment. And the equipment is often just used for short periods of recovery time, and therefore there's nothing wrong with it. And so it can be reused.
Now, how do people get a hold of you, get a hold of this program, that are listening now, what they can pass along maybe to friends and neighbors, and not only themselves, that might need some of this equipment? How do people access this? Because it's just a great service. Like I said, I found out from a friend of a friend of a friend.
Yes. Well, there's a lot of word of mouth about this equipment, and people often call the church in Cornwall But all the information is certainly on the, it's on the homepage of our website, so that it can be found quickly. So a few things have changed since the days of our volunteers doing it, because now we have a coordinator and a program for which he works at least 10 hours a week, meeting the needs of the people who call. So what started out as a volunteer program has become a more a coordinated program, for which we have a paid person, and so we are able to meet people's needs usually within 24 hours of their phone call. At least they get a call back, and sometimes then they, you know, find out whether or not we have the specific thing they're looking for. And as I say, that information is all on the website, or by calling the church phone number, we can direct them to the proper person.
And what is the church phone number?
The phone number is 860-672-6840. And the number for the coordinator, I could give you that also, if people have a pencil, 860-671-4201. And she returns calls within 24 hours and is able to coordinate with people to pick up the equipment. We no longer deliver it except in certain circumstances, but most often we ask for someone to come get it. And usually people plan ahead, so if they're going to have a surgery, they can plan ahead, or they know they need a wheelchair or a walker or even a cane or a knee scooter. We have a lot of interesting and unusual equipment. So you can call ahead when you know you're going to have surgery and pick the things up, and then when you get home from the hospital or from a brief stay at rehab, you'll have the things at your home.
Now, all this information, contact information, will be up on our on-demand page when we post this interview. You just go to robinhoodradio.com, click on our on-demand link, and then this interview, click on this interview. And all the telephone numbers, links, and information will be up there. So let's talk about your organization and what you do, and how it's connected with the Foundation for Community Health.
Yes, well, as I mentioned, in 2017, when the church organized this formal program, we knew that we would need some help financing the program. And, of course, we received some money from the church, but in order to get started, we needed to get grants, and the Foundation for Community Health was very generous to us, so we wouldn't be able to run our program as efficiently as we do if we didn't have that Foundation for Community Health and other local foundations that help us with their generosity. We also we have an annual appeal, of course, but what we find is we receive donations from grateful patrons, too, because, like you, they realized that their recovery would not have been as easy or as financially possible if they didn't have our program. So we often receive notes of thanksgiving with generous donations as well.
And I can imagine you must have a lot of stories that you can pass along about, not only like for someone like me, but other people that have used that service.
Well, yeah, we get lots of in the thank you notes, we get, you know, lots of information about how we help the people. But one of my favorite stories is, there are people in the state, for example, who host folks from other countries to come here and have life-saving medical surgeries or other things in the hospitals that they don't have in their own country. And we know one of those people, and she hosted a young woman, I think she was 17, a teenager from Belize, who had to have leg surgeries, and she couldn't walk. And so she knew that when she picked this young woman up at the airport, she would need a wheelchair, so she borrowed our wheelchair. She took her, you know, to, I think it was Yale, and she had these surgeries. Then she brought her back to her home for recovery. I mean, these people are angels who do this. And then she used our wheelchair all during that time, and then she took her back to the airport to go home to Belize. And when she got her to the airport, she found out that in Belize she had no wheelchair, and she had to be carried around. And so our wheelchair went back to Belize with her.
That's a great story.
That one will never be returned, and we are so happy about it.
That's a great story. I bet you they will donate someplace when they're in Belize when they're finished with it.
Yes, if she, you know, I don't know her situation, but her goal was to walk. So someone else will be able to use that chair, and we really like that.
Well, once again, what we're talking about in this interview for the Foundation for Community Health is a medical equipment loan program at United Church of Christ in Cornwall. We've been speaking with Pastor Mickey Nunn Miller. Mickey, thanks for passing along this information, and keep up the good work, because, like I said, I had major surgery about 3.5 years ago, and it was three different surgeries back to back to back, and it truly was. That wheelchair was used every day, 24 hours a day, off and on, for close to 2.5 years. So it was much appreciated.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad it was so helpful. And thank you for sharing about our program.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. It is a fantastic program, and as I said, all the information on that program is available on demand when we post this interview, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, click on the interview section, and you'll see this interview, and all the contact information will be there.